Good morning and welcome to Starting Right with Danny Mac. I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great 5-minute start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back, relax, and let me help you start your day right. I once saw a Charlie Brown comic strip with Linus seated there with a very troubled look on his face. His security blanket was over his shoulder, his thumb was in his mouth, and he turned to Lucy and he said, "Why are you always so anxious and criticizing me?" Her response, "I just think I have a knack for seeing other people's faults." "What about your own faults?" Linus asked. Without any kind of hesitation at all, Lucy replied, "I have a knack for overlooking them." Criticism is one of those things that most people don't really like. The only time you might accept it is if it's truly meant as constructive criticism, where someone comes and helps you through a problem or an area where you need some help, and they come and they help you to do it right. And that kind of constructive criticism, many people are okay with, and sometimes even grateful for. But the kind of criticism we're talking about today is not that kind of criticism. What we're talking about today is the kind that is more attacking, that's more picking, that's more destroying. And that kind is not fun. No one likes to be criticized like that, because basically what it does is points out our weaknesses, our failings, the large, the small, the real, in many cases, just imagined weaknesses that are there. And it cuts deep into us, especially if that criticism is about something that we find important or that we've spent a lot of time on to do or to create, and then we're criticized for it by someone who really doesn't have any idea about what we just did. But one of those really difficult truths about criticism is that we all will receive it. That's a guarantee. It is impossible for us to live our lives where everyone we meet agrees with us and likes us. That's just not going to happen. And we know it's even worse for leaders. Throughout the Bible, the great leaders were all criticized by the people who were following them, whether it was Abraham or Moses or John the Baptist or Paul or even Jesus and many more. All of those leaders were criticized by those who were opposed to them and, on too many occasions, those who were supposed to be following them. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 to 5, it talks about criticism. I recently read it in the Message translation, and it portrays this in a much clearer fashion for us. And I just want to read it to you. This is from the Message. "Don't pick on people, jump on their failures, criticize their faults, unless, of course, you want the same treatment. That critical spirit has a way of boomeranging. It's easy to see a smudge on your neighbor's face and be oblivious to the ugly sneer on your own. Do you have the nerve to say, 'Let me wash your face for you,' when your own face is distorted by contempt? Is this whole traveling roadshow mentality all over again, playing the holier-than-thou part instead of just living your part? Wipe that ugly sneer off your own face, and you might be fit to offer a washcloth to your neighbor." Wow. There's a modern English translation that will catch your attention. So the Bible teaches us very clearly that we are not to be criticizers who tear down. Ephesians 4:29 says, "Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them." God wants us to be encouragers, to lift people up, not to tear them down. One of the very troubling things that's happening around us is that people are being criticized, demeaned, and attacked on rumors, on what might have been, on what somebody thinks they might have said. And sometimes it's only on half-truths, where small portions of what someone said is repeated, and it's taken completely out of context, and yet they are still being attacked and criticized because of that. God doesn't want us to play those kind of games. God wants us to be able to love one another and show His love to each other. So here's three things for you to do if you are criticized. First of all, pray. Remember that you need to talk to God about what is being said to you and about you, and give it to Him. It's not something that we can carry. He will carry it for us. Let Him begin to work it out. Secondly, remember that we are all sinners, and if we are criticized for something and it's a legitimate criticism, well, that just means that we're not perfect. And we have to be honest with ourselves and accept that fact that we are not perfect. And sometimes we will make mistakes, and sometimes we deserve legitimate criticism. Thirdly, if you have made a mistake or you've committed a sin, humbly confess it before God and to anybody that you have injured or offended. And when we confess our sins before God, he comes and he lifts us up above the criticism and above the sin and gives us the freedom and the peace that we need and allows us to be people again of light and hope and peace. Have a great day, my friends. We'll talk again tomorrow. Thank you for listening today. And I invite you to join me Monday to Friday right here on Starting Right with Danny Mac.